You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena, Alice.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I was just saying I despise wearing the headphones because I despise the sound of my own voice.
I love that for an actor. It's truly like an off-brand moment for you.
I mean, look, I hate the sound of my voice. I hate even more the look of my face.
Hey, that's why we got you on radio.
Yeah, she got a face for radio.
It's nice to have you here. We're not alone in the studio. Who have we got in here with us, Alice?
It is my very pleasure and honour to present to you, Jared Blakiston. Jared. Jared, welcome to the show. It's great to have you in here. We're talking about ATC Switzerland by Joanna Murray-Smith, which opens next Tuesday.
Opens on Thursday, but previews begin Tuesday.
Nice. Gorgeous. We were just having a yarn before. I know it was like, save it for the airways. I saw the work, Sarah Pierce, who plays the, I was going to say the titular role, but she's not playing Switzerland.
the lead role.
She kind of is. Yeah. If you come and see the show, it kind of delves into.
Yes, it's a fascinating work. Okay, so it's looking at, it's a sort of a hypothetical. We love a sort of alternate universe in which Sarah Pierce, who's a phenomenal actress, you would have seen her in a bunch of things, playing the writer Patricia Highsmith.
I'm loving all of the dramatic pauses before names today,
yeah,
Alice. It's very good.
That's me.
It's adding a layer.
So, Jared, you're playing an interesting character in the work. Tell us a little bit about Switzerland. What's the world? You don't have to break down the synopsis, but what is the world of Switzerland?
So it's set in the late 90s at Patricia Highsmith's house in Tenya in Switzerland, which is where, in real life, she spent the last years of her life. She lived in this kind of bunker-style house, and she'd kind of hidden herself away from the world, I guess. And the play's essentially an imagined account of a few days in her life, and I play a man called Edward, who turns up at her house from her publishing company in New York to convince her to write one last Thomas Ripley novel, which I guess brings us to the Tom Ripley novels, which were arguably her most well-known works.
Yes, Tales of Mr. Ripley. So it's got a kind of edge to it, which is also gorgeous, because in the live theatre sort of world, it's so nice to have bodily experiences that aren't just like, it was funny, it was a comedy, I laughed. This is like edging on, I want to say, thriller?
So, I guess psychological thriller is
yes, well. Totally, which is really hard in the live theatre as well, right? Because you don't have jump cuts.
No.
Like, how do you do a jump cut in the theatre? You can't. So, when it comes to sort of like building suspense or building that, or you sort of pacing your performance in the work, I don't want to give too much away about your character and such. Like, how does that work? Like,
well, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it's a two-hander, so it's just Sarah and myself. So it very much is, I guess, a dance between two actors, right? You kind of have to establish the rhythm and then maintain how that rhythm is conveyed. So, I guess it's all on us as the actors to kind of
establish and hold
that space and
that must
tension
be
and
quite an exhausting process, actually, when you're rehearsing it, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done a lot of theatre, and this is my first two-hander, so I'm kind of discovering how much it requires of you, because you know, it is just you and the other actor, and there's no scene off where you can go and grab a cup of tea and have a lie down,
have a wee break.
But I guess when we're in it, it feels like it goes super fast. It is really fast. The writing's really slick and sharp, and so it's fun to play, and you kind of get carried away with it.
Do you, I mean, it's interesting you say about, like, you know, you haven't done much theatre. I think, you know, when you're at theatre acting school and stuff, you know, often it's that idea of, like, it's different every, you know, the Mike Alfreds, which is this, like, text that every actor reads, which is, like, different every night. But if you're, like, working in film, you kind of got a couple of takes. With theatre, it can be different every night. What have been some of those kind of delights or setbacks for you stepping into theatre again and that you've enjoyed around the process of performing?
Yeah. What are the delights? I guess getting to kind of chart the journey of a character over the course of, you know, an hour and a half.
Yes.
The character I play in Switzerland is kind of difficult. He's difficult to discuss without kind of giving too much away.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, the opportunity for some like finely calibrated shifts and things like that. So that's been really fun. But I guess also just, you know, acting with one other actor is scary, but it's also kind of beautiful in that it's just the chemistry that's created between you and that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that all that really matters when we're on stage is the kind of connection between Sarah and I and the focus that I guess comes out of that.
It's so interesting you're saying about the way you map your own, that narrative journey and that emotional journey, because you don't have an editor. Your best parts don't end up on the floor, right?
Nah.
You're like, this is a choice I'm gonna make. Or if you're like, I think I'm losing my scene partner, or the audience is falling asleep, I don't know how much you're in tune to the audience, you know, I'm gonna make a different choice in this moment, and that's gonna shift things.
Yeah.
And that kind of dynamicism, I think. Did I say that right?
It sounded good. I just commit to it.
I just steamroll through that.
Just lean into the sort of academicness of just inventing a word. Yeah.
There is a magic there that actors that maybe don't get to do much theatre, when you sort of back in there, you're like, oh shit, that's right, I'm driving
totally.
This. It sort of fits. And of course, that's maybe a con as well, right? That it is on your shoulders.
Yeah.
You do have to kind of carry it.
Yeah, but you're right. It is thrilling, and especially when, you know, we're this is a three-act play, but there's no interval, so it's
right.
The entire, once you start, it's kind of like jumping off the edge of a pool, and you don't kind of come up. Ooh. And so that's kind of terrifying, but also really exciting, you know.
I find
actors kind of thrive on that.
Totally. I find the premise of this so interesting as well, particularly like the context of it being a thriller, but also the context of it being an imagined moment in a real person's life.
Yes. Totally.
That is so interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of a fusion, right?
Totally.
Because my character is fictional. He didn't exist.
Mm.
But Joanna Murray-Smith, the playwright, has, I think, managed to channel Patricia Highsmith's kind of voice in a really interesting way.
Yeah.
And a funny way. Like, it is kind of funny at moments, and it's kind of horrifying at times. But, yeah.
Do you? It's interesting. If you weren't a fan of her writing, so I saw the work back at the Sydney.
Sydney
Theatre Company did it at the Opera House, and I saw it, and I wasn't
about her at the time?
I didn't, but I knew enough to recognise that there were probably a number of nuances in postmodern references, right, to her writing and all that sort of thing. I don't think you need to be a fan or have read her text to get on board this thing.
No,
I
okay. I mean, that's something I've been, as we've moved through the rehearsal period, that I've been wondering, because of course you kind of do all your I'd seen The Talented Mr. the 1999 film
gorgeous,
with Matt Damon and Jude Law. I'd seen that, but then
I
read the book and I realized that, you know, there were differences, and and then I've read some of her other work, but you kind of wonder, wow, if people come to this not knowing anything about it, will it still resonate?
Yes.
Will things pop and make sense?
And I think absolutely they do. And because it's inside the genre as well, you know the tropes of that genre to go, your body indicates, yes, this is, I feel uneasy. There's some sound, there's some lights doing some things. This is scary.
Yeah. And hopefully there's still enough for people who don't have that awareness of her and her work to buy into it and enjoy it.
Yeah, I reckon.
Absolutely. So you open next week, couple of previews, Tuesday, Wednesday, for a Thursday night open. You're only running for 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
About 3 weeks, yeah.
So it's a limited season. Down at the ASB Waterfront, it's a two-hander. You've got to see, Sarah Pierce is a phenomenal actress. You've got to go and to see
really
her
is.
Alone.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jared, you're bloody great as well. So, I mean, look, get a two-for-one deal here. So Switzerland at Auckland Theatre Company, you can go to ATC.co.nz to grab a ticket. If I'm not mistaken, ATC do this great thing where they have like an under 30 price ticket as well.
Love that.
So go and online and grab, snap it up. And I think you guys do weekends, you do like Sunday earlier shows or something,
fabulous. A couple of Saturday matinees in there.
Gorgeous.
You know, there's a time and price for everyone.
That's what we like to hear. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. This sounds like an amazing work. Yes. Very excited to see it. Mm-hmm. I'll catch you in the theatre.
Gorgeous.
See you there.
Cheers.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.